We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
It sounds scary! Not the music. Everybody's used to Metallica by now. Even old people, I mean old people, are seen headbanging at Metallica concerts. No, the words, Toward Anarchy. Ooh, scary words. But don't be scared by it. We're just here talking about normal things. We're normal people. And believe it or not, even though I'm animated and excited, I have to be. Trust me, you've heard the radio. You've heard, this sort of very dry, dull, boring delivery. Well, you have to overact in front of a microphone over a radio to get it to come through, to get you to believe that I'm serious about the things that I'm talking about and that they're important to me and that I want them to be important to you, or at least want you to help maybe find some of the things that are important to you through what we do. And that leads me to send you to towardanarchy.com. That'll tell you about today's show. If you click on the link right there at the top that says Sunday, June 2nd, it'll take you to where you can find a link to my next guest page. It's called Sovereign in the City. My next guest, Danny Panzella, he's a friend of mine for a number of years now, mostly digitally over the internet and through phones and such, but we've met in person and hung out and had a beer and spent some time discussing these things and anarchy and life and libertarianism and voluntarianism and all these sort of weird words. And there's another one that we throw in here, and that's Sovereign, and his project is Sovereign in the City. SovereignInTheCity.com. It's an educational blog with news and do-it-yourself tutorials, commentary. You got different essays and topics on exercising your personal sovereignty. Life hacks and holistic health and philosophy as far as voluntarism, things like that, sustainability, and of course economics and language, all the things that we talk about here on the show. So it's really great to bring Danny Panzella onto the show, and it's good to talk to you again, brother. It's been a long time. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. It has been a long time. And, not only did we get a beer and discuss life and philosophy, you helped me shoot a whole bunch of interviews for my documentary, Does Pac Cure Cancer, that you forgot to mention that.
You were a great
resource for me, taking me around Denver and Colorado. Actually, we went down to the Springs. And so, yeah, you were a big part of that as well.
Well, thank you, brother. It was my pleasure. It was fun. We had some fun. It was interesting. As you could hear the sirens in the background, Danny's in New York, so we'll probably be listening to sirens all day long. But it's interesting. I've met a number of different people from New York, and their view of the world is a little bit different, particularly when it comes to things like driving and sharing road space. So we had some interesting conversations about how to get around and be polite on the road. I enjoyed it, man. So it's good to talk to you again. Tell us about this Sovereign in the City thing. How do you remain any sort of an individual living in such a massive cluster, such a place like New York?
Yeah, so I'm actually right now in Prospect Park in Brooklyn. And I live a few blocks from the park. And this is one of the few places that I can come get some refuge from the city. I mean, not too much, because as you can hear, you can still hear the sirens going by. But I think one of the important ways to kind of be able to deal with living in the city is to try to spend as much time as you can in nature. So I do try to come and spend as much time in the park as I can, usually at least one day a week, on a Saturday or a Sunday I can get out here and just kind of enjoy the the weather and nature a little bit. So I think that's like one important, it's kind of like a mental health or a spiritual health kind of self-care kind of thing, right? You need this kind of refuge away from the city, at least for a little while, to kind of help you clear your head and get back into a mental space and then go back out into the war zone, as I refer to it.
You know that's so true when you come to this point in history where you could sort of do a flyover of a big city like that and see people with nature on top of their buildings. They've grown lawns and planted trees and gardens and stuff like that because they're losing that connection to nature that you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, roof gardens are a great way for people who live in the city to kind of stay connected, have their hands in the dirt. I mean, obviously, there's nothing like grounding barefoot in, and that's what I like to do is come to Prospect Park and get barefoot and just kind of ground. But yeah, you can ground by starting a rooftop garden. My building won't allow it. I've tried to get my landlord to do a rooftop building garden. He won't. He doesn't want the liability of people up on the roof. So I just have window planters. I've got 3 or 4 window planters on different windows, and I'm growing herbs and flowers and, you know, lavender to help freshen up the smell of the apartment. You know, these are kind of small little, you know, ways that you can try and do it. I think one of the things that people often say to me about Sovereign in the City is, oh, you can't live off the grid in a city. And it's possible. There are people, I'm going to be writing some articles. There are some people that, and they're not "quote unquote" homeless in the sense that we would normally think of people in so much poverty they can't afford a home, but these are people that have chosen to, like for instance, create a tiny house inside of a dumpster. And I forget the guy's name, but you can Google Brooklyn dumpster tiny home probably. And
so you're not talking about an episode of Two Broke Girls.
That guy. Well, I mean, that's,
he lived in a dumpster
the whole
there.
Spectrum. There's the whole spectrum, right? So you've got people that are literally homeless. They're in such poverty they can't afford a home. Then you've got people choosing to live in tiny homes built inside of dumpsters. And this guy is totally off the grid, living in a dumpster. And then there's the other side of the spectrum, which is me, who I live in an apartment, and so I do pay rent, I do pay utilities, so I can't be completely 100% off the grid, but I can minimize my dependence on the grid. And that's what Sovereign in the City is really about. It's about teaching you little ways you can incrementally reduce your dependence on the system.
That's
perfect. You know, so
that's exactly the sort of thing that we need to be discussing, because dependence on the system is what causes this false belief in authoritarianism. It lends credence to the idea that these people are authorities, that they can actually be good for us or tell us what to do, that it's best for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it not only does it give credence to the idea, the philosophy of theism, it actually empowers the system. The more people that rely on the system and give their power and feed the system, the stronger the system is. So by reducing, even if you can reduce it by 10 or 20%, it may not seem like a lot, but every little bit helps. And you know what? It gets you in the mind frame where you're thinking that way. I'm much more off the grid today than I was 2 years ago, and way more than I was 10 years ago. Right?
And it's so, just because you concentrated on thinking about those areas where you can minimize your exposure to the system. And that's, if you can just picture that in everything that you can do, you can actually consider yourself to be a free person that lives outside of this entire system. That's not to say that the system isn't there. We're not going to sit here and pretend like there isn't this big hulking, 500-pound, 800-pound gorilla, whatever it is in the corner, elephant, whichever metaphor you want to use, that's in the corner about ready to crush us all. But the fact is that when you build these parallel systems, when you show people by example that they can live outside these systems, they pick it up. They learn it just as easily as they learn to become dependent. They learn to become independent if you show them.
Absolutely. And I think really that's what it is. You're only as free as you believe you are. So if you believe, oh, I live in a city, I have to be a slave to the system, I have to be on the grid, it sucks, but I have to, I can't move to the country. All right, fair enough, you can't move to the country, but you can implement all these little things. You can put solar panels in your windows to charge your devices so you're not, that's that much less energy you're drawing from the state-controlled electric company. You know, I mean, that's just like one small example for alternative energy. I'm actually working now on a Tesla engine.
What's that?
I'm working right now on a Tesla engine. Actually, they call it a Bedini motor.
Right.
And I'm working this out. I'm working on it with my son. It's a project we're doing together. And that's another point is if you have kids, you can be teaching them how to think out of the box and creatively at the same time. So me and my son are working on this project. It's a Bedini motor. It's basically an electromagnetic motor that recharges a battery. And basically it's self-generating, so it's free. It's next to free energy. It's not completely free energy because it does require energy to start the motor. But anyway, I'm going to be using this to power my hydroponic lights or, you know, charge my devices with. Like, this is going to probably reduce my energy consumption from the state by, you know, maybe 20%.
Wow.
That's huge. In the long run, it's huge.
Well, that's really huge. I mean, just that much would be, you know, sort of taking their tax dollars out of their pockets. Just that little bit, you know. That's a little bit more money that they can't use to lock you in a cage or steal from you or send some poor unsuspecting bastard off to kill some other poor unsuspecting bastard in some foreign country somewhere.
Yeah.
It's really
one less bullet.
One less bullet, yeah. And every tax dollar you take away from is one less bullet for sure, because well, that's a large expenditure on when it comes to talking about these tax dollars that they're stealing from us. So
yeah, this is hardcore. You want to say that you're anti-war, you're pro-peace? Well, it's exactly what you're saying. Every dollar that you allow, every dollar that you don't deny the state through living off the grid or to some degree, is one less bullet they can buy. So you're responsible for that. If you are paying your taxes, especially voluntarily, if you're, you know, if you're making taxable income, I mean, that's a whole nother story. You know, we have articles in all different categories, right? So lifestyle. So we have like DIY hacks for, you know, saving space in a city apartment, you know, that kind of stuff. Economics. So getting yourself unbanked and off the grid financially, that way you can, if you have taxable income, you know, even if you're an employee, you can, sometimes your employers will set it up where you can form a corporation and they'll pay the corporation. You effectively become a contractor, and then you can get all that money off the grid. You can write it down to almost nothing and not pay.
Isn't it nice?
Legally.
Legally. Yeah,
you don't
even
don't have to do anything illegal to live off the grid. That's the beauty of it, is that
until they make living off the grid illegal, which they do in some places, they actually make it so that it's illegal to live in places that aren't officially addressed or that
right.
aren't, you know, multi person residences or something like that. They push
sure.
every single little button in you know, sort of various little communities and cities and little dictatorships all throughout the nation.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, we can't avoid those incremental encroaches. I mean,
no.
I guess we can try. We can resist them. But, I mean,
well,
I'd rather just
thousand
take
little
my
things
energy.
That they have that they're twisting on their end. We got a thousand little things out here on this end that we can twist that turn the freedom back in our direction. And that's
right.
that's the point of sovereign in the city, finding those
exactly.
those little buttons.
Yeah, absolutely. And putting your energy into that positivity instead of, you know, confronting the Bilderberg group and screaming at them, and they're just laughing at you as they walk
to
their
million-dollar
tweet.
We have a mutual friend that's been hounding me here a little bit lately that one of these individuals that was with us back in the day but never really grew and changed and realized that the futility of sort of certain aspects of participating in society and is now picked up the mantle of a political party and is parading it around like he's the first person and they are the first party to ever discover liberty and they're going to turn back the clock. I'm sure you know about, I'm sure you've heard about QAnon. I don't know if you pay any attention to it. I don't. I can't stand it. I think it's funny. I find it almost laughable, but
it's completely laughable. Anybody who thinks that Trump or anybody in any office is the solution to the problem, they don't understand the problem. And look, I was there. I was at Bilderberg 2012. You know, I'm giving Dan Dix and Luke Radowski a hard time sure. because they're still going to these things, and it's just energy put into something that isn't going to matter. You questioning a Bilderberg member is not going to make him have a crisis of conscience and decide not to be a globalist crony capitalist. It's not going to happen. So what's the point?
The only thing that I would say, and you can't deny this, for all of the sort of Alex Jones and people like that that are out there, they reach a certain audience that isn't listening. That's one of the reasons that I'm really excited about being here on Republic Broadcasting Network, because it's reaching an audience that you and I don't necessarily get to talk to, especially me, because I tend to create a little bit of a vacuum chamber when it comes to, you know, sort of social media and places like that, because I just don't want to hear the negativity. And that's exactly my point. What you're saying is that there's so much negative energy and wasted energy that's going into things like Bilderberg, things like constantly on about these things. But there's got to be some value in it because it's waking some people up. It slowly but surely, for all the Ron Paul libertarians, there's a Ron Paul anarchist, you know?
Well, let me ask you a question. And look, I respect Dan and Luke, and I don't know. I just think that form of journalism, quote unquote, let me put it to you this way. Instead of focusing on the negative, let's focus on the positive. If I'm living here in Brooklyn and I'm literally implementing these things, whenever we write articles about stuff, it's because we're implementing it in our own lives and testing it out and then, you know, recommending what works, you know, on the blog. So I'm here living in Brooklyn. I'm living off the grid. What's a more powerful way to convert somebody? Show them a video on YouTube of somebody yelling at a politician or a banker. We all know politicians and bankers are corrupt. We all know they don't care what we say or do. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. So what's more powerful, that or friends coming over my house, seeing my alternative energy machine, seeing the solar panels hanging in my window, seeing how I've painted my room with EMF blocking paint, right? And then they're like, "What? Why would you do that? What's wrong with that?" And now I can have a conversation with them about the dangers of 5G.
Yeah.
And
no.
The fact that I've actually done this, it either tells my friends that I'm insane and they're just going to stop listening to me altogether, and if that's the case then they walk away from the relationship and I one less person I have to worry about convincing, right? But if they're like, "Oh my god, this guy is so serious about this and I respect him, he's done all this, let me look into this because maybe 5G is dangerous, you know, maybe I should look at this."
Maybe you just need to ask some questions about some things that you take for granted. And it's funny because years ago, I thought that's what we were doing. And so that, you know, for you and I to be here at this place and this time is right. This is where we're supposed to be. We're doing the things that we always said we were working towards. So it's disappointing to find these individuals. And it's not just people that we know. It's people everywhere that they've wasted the energy. And unfortunately, they continue to waste the energy. Even back then, we were talking about, all right, look, what is the most positive thing that we can do? Okay, we get it. Street action is worth this. You know, political action is worth this, but real action about living, about showing people how to plant a garden, showing how to people how to live free, to live sovereign in the city. These were the things that we were concentrating on, and to see people slip backwards is really kind of sad, very sad, actually. I'm talking to Danny Panzella. Sovereigninthecity.com is the address that you can visit to check out more about what we're talking about. Also, towardanarchy.com. It's Toward Anarchy right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Stuff's got to get you the blood pumping right there for you, doesn't it? Just boom, 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 right in your face. It's Toward Anarchy right here on RBN. My guest is Danny Panzella. He's an anarchist and an activist and a friend of mine, and his project is sovereigninthecity.com. This is sort of a short segment right here, so I wouldn't get into anything too particularly deep, but it's great hearing other people are doing these things because it's what this show is about. It's what my voice is supposed to be about. It's an exercise for myself in finding my way toward anarchy, away from this this authoritarian rule and this ridiculous idea that there are these people in high places who are better suited to make decisions for the rest of us, and that they can do so without our consent, and they can do so without discretion, and they can just sort of mow over everything that's in their path. And so Sovereign in the City, to me, is something that I like. I've mentioned this before, and Danny, you must be the same way. We actually, Danny and I, are very similar. We could sit here and talk about, we could real quick switch to talking about comic books and about art, and about our collections and things like that. We could talk about our kids, our boys. We have all these things in common. We're normal people doing the same thing, trying to find our way through life and just out of this quagmire that government and socialism has put everyone into.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the bottom line is we can continue to, quote, fight for freedom every day, yelling and screaming at Bilderberg members and Congress members or Trump or Obama. But we're wasting all this time when we could be living free already.
Yep.
And whatever that means to you, whatever freedom means for you, you know, if you can move to the country and you want to move to the country, you want to move into the mountains, do it. Because what are you waiting for? Life is passing you by.
That's with everything. There is
the whole Libertarian Party movement is stuck in this idea that we have to fight for freedom instead of just living free. Every day, just live a little bit more free. Baby steps. That's what we're trying to do, is just teach you little baby steps so you can inch towards freedom instead of like just screaming through the ballot box. I mean, they control the system. They're not going to let anybody in power that is actually going to do something for the people.
That's the laugh of QAnon. That's the whole ridiculous notion behind this, some anonymous guy that's out there on the internet that claims that he knows more about the presidency, the Trump administration, and that they're playing this 4D chess and all of this nonsense. When you see what they're doing, it's another distraction, and I think that's what happens. And if you don't eventually turn off the distraction, it means you're constantly distracted. And I'm not talking about enjoying a football game. I'm not talking about reading a comic book. I'm not talking about going to the Comic-Con. I'm talking about turning off that voice, because we've all got them. They're all around us. I hope that I don't become one of them. That's always nagging at you, whether it's that Alex Jones voice or whoever it is that you listen to constantly. Eventually, you have to turn off the voice and you have to start doing something yourself instead of just sitting there and listening and being told what to think about the world. When I say that I don't like spoilers, I mean that with everything. I don't read people's philosophy books. I haven't read Kant. I don't know anything about the big thick tomes of the Austrian economists, but I get the basic theories of it. I read one little tract that said, you know what, money works like this, and I went, oh well, yeah, that's exactly how it works. And so then I wrote an article about it, and then I did a show about it, and then I became somebody who was telling people something of actual important information, something to help them actually live from one day to the next, as opposed to find another way to be angry with having to live from one day to the next, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, man, you're doing it. You're one of the most consistent people I see in terms of your philosophy. You may not have read the philosophy, but your intuition has told you exactly what freedom is, and you're just living it.
And unfortunately, it come up not too long ago, and I think this probably happens to a lot of people who are generally considered smart. Life is easier for us because we don't make it harder. So it's not easier for us because we've found some magical formula that only we could find. It's easy to us because we don't make it harder than it has to be. I had to learn growing up on the streets of a big city in a short order that you didn't make life harder for yourself, because if you made life harder for yourself, you ended up in the gutter with a straw up your nose or a needle in your arm. I'm talking to Danny Panzella at SovereignInTheCity.com. That's his project right now, teaching you how to move toward anarchy. He's really doing it, real work out on the ground, sharing it with people. You can too. towardanarchy.com. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below.
Appreciate what Danny was saying before we went to the break. I really appreciate that, Danny, because I try to be consistent. That's what this whole thing is about. At 46 years old in my life, I better be consistent about some of the things in my values. And it's kind of dangerous. It can be, especially for the little L libertarian, the voluntarist, the anarchist mindset. If you're consistent across the board, there are certain subjects that get brought up constantly where other people that claim to have those values sort of show their backside, and you can get dragged into some conversations that are not productive. Let's just leave it at that. SovereignInTheCity.com, that's Danny Panzella's project right now. He's my guest and my friend, and it's great catching up with him. He too, you too, Danny, are one of the people that I find very consistent out of people that I've known sort of the last decade in this movement, whatever this movement is, this freedom movement, this movement toward anarchy, whatever's going on here, this quickening that I think, to use somebody else's word, I think we're experiencing now. My guest earlier was talking about this Overton window view of the world that keeps changing, and you and I share yet another position in the world on vaccinations and on consent, informed consent in the arena of health care. And this is another one of these things that in the real recent weeks, they've attempted to move that window to where, you know, measles has gone from the generation before us, our parents, under something that was understood to be just an illness of youth that children got over with, and then they had a lifelong immunity to and passed it along to their children, and so, and real quote unquote herd immunity, not this imagined herd immunity that they supposedly create by chemical guesswork injections into people. Talk about. I don't want to get dragged off into too much of these other areas. I want you to stay on the SovereignInTheCity.com and the project there. But within the context of that, how do you see medical freedom in the future? Some of these things that are sort of forced on us that we don't have a lot of choice with, that you can't get away from.
Yeah, I mean, some of these things are difficult. The vaccine issue is a big issue for me. And right now in New York, they passed it in a couple of other states, I believe. Now in New York, they're saying that they're trying to take away the religious exemption. So basically, the only way you could be exempt from having vaccines is if you... I just totally lost my train of thought.
No, I know what you're getting at.
They're trying to take away the religious exemption. So only a doctor can say, oh, this child has an allergy, and so therefore this one is exempt. But you can no longer just opt out of vaccines just because you don't want to take them. There's no consent. They're trying to remove all consent.
And this is where it's important that they move this window and move the conversation away from the efficacy of vaccines in this case. Argument that they even work at all. So,
well, whether they work or not is really not the issue for me. I'm not a believer in vaccines. I don't take them. But if you want to take them, God bless you. It's your right to do whatever you want to do. But it's not your right to force it on me. So. Michael Badnarik said this probably like 10 years ago. It was during the swine flu thing. He said, you bring your needle and I'll bring my Colt 45 and we'll see which one makes a bigger hole.
Yeah, right? Let's see which one penetrates.
and ultimately that's what it comes down to. Are we going to allow our bodies to be violated by government? I'm not.
We could talk about that one all day long.
So there are ways around that type of stuff. Yeah. So, you don't want to. And right now, what we're talking about is the religious exemption for school. So this is just applies to school. It doesn't really mean anything except if you go to public school, then you have to be vaccinated.
Well, it's the camel's nose under the tent because there's,
you're right.
So if the vaccine is mandatory to go to school and going to school is mandatory, then A plus B equals C and the vaccine is mandatory. You will take it. And
right,
they're removing
in some
places they've actually fought it off. Colorado fought theirs off. They had some mandatory thing going in. They were going to remove the religious exemption, and all of these different things are going on all over. But Colorado is one of the places that fought it off. I believe Texas did too.
New York fell
or is falling?
Not yet. Well, the bill has not been put to a vote yet because luckily the head of the health committee is not, he's not convinced. He's not convinced that there isn't a problem. Well, I can't say what he thinks about, you know, vaccines being, you know, injuring people. Either way, he does not feel comfortable with the bill as it is, taking away all the religious exemptions. So he has not admitted it yet.
On. That's the point of that started this entire conversation, is the consistency of the values of these so-called party people or people that carry a label with them and sort of wave it around as a banner, maintaining a consistency. And, of course, the consistent answer in this argument and all of the other health arguments is that it is an individual choice, that these people should not have their choice taken away from them. And there's...
I don't even debate the medicine itself, because it's a never-ending argument. It's what scientists you choose to believe is what's going to shape your view. But the consent issue is impenetrable. There is no way that you can say, you have the authority to force me to put anything in my body. There is no moral argument for that. They make this weak argument that, oh, if you spread a disease to me, then I'm defending myself against that preemptively, I guess. You know,
but you defend yourself against that by believing in the science that you're spouting and telling me to participate in. You take the shot. You're unhealthy. You're in need of medical assistance. Then you get the medical help. I'm healthy. Just because I have not taken a vaccine doesn't mean that I'm sick. Not vaccinated,
by the way,
unvaccinated doesn't equal sick.
By the way, just so we can establish, we've reached peak capitalism. The CDC has now put out a report saying that you should stop breastfeeding your children because vaccines are more effective if they're not breastfed. This is how far capitalism has gone. Now we're making it bad to breastfeed because your child isn't going to be immune to disease. That's ridiculous. Breast milk is the only vaccine children need. Period. End of story. That's evolution, baby. That's not my opinion. That's not some scientist's opinion. That's evolution. Our bodies evolved to do this, or God created. Whatever your belief system is, I don't think it really matters.
No.
It's our nature. If part of our nature to evolve was not to inject aluminum and mercury directly into our bloodstream past every possible filtration system.
Or anything else. That's the reality of it. You don't have to know that there is, you know, sort of questionable chemicals or things that might be, you specifically might be allergic to into it. Just go with the basic concept of, how does any other virus enter your body? What are the two largest barriers to disease and these things that are floating around out there? They're your skin and your digestive system. What does a shot do? It bypasses the two single biggest protections, natural protections, that would help you build up immunity, that actually protect you, that don't actually just expose you to that thing. If you're lucky, they put that thing in there, and all this other stuff. But I don't want to get we could talk about all this other stuff all day long.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had any of these conversations in a long time, and the short form that I'm always talking about, this sort of social media, doesn't lend itself to good conversations like this. So I appreciate that we share so many real good ideas about where things are going, because to me, on a scale of sort of, if you took you and I a decade ago versus you and I now, we've progressed. Things are better.
Oh, yeah,
we're better people. I think the world is, for whatever it's worth, is better for having us in it, as opposed to maybe us being a sort of burden on it or just nothing to it at all.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
SovereignInTheCity.com, that's Danny Panzella's project that we're talking about right now, and it's just how to find what we're trying to find here, what I'm trying to do every week when we come here. That's a consistency and a truth and a message that sits at home of something that you can do, something that you yourself can do for you or for your community, for liberty, for freedom, for any of these ideas that you say you value. It's about getting up off of the seat, which is funny when I'm sitting here telling you to not just run your mouth and to get up off your seat, but I'm only doing it for a couple hours a week. The rest of the time I'm typing and sitting on my butt, but that's the activism of the modern warrior. I mean, come on, I'm here in Kansas. Is the caller still on the phone? Did he want to? You know, somebody was calling. No, not you, Danny. Oh. I thought the producer said there was another call, but I got to pull up the chat thing. I didn't have it. Linda, all right, Linda, are you with us? Thanks for joining the show.
Yes, I am. I'm calling from a sanctuary city in Ohio. I just wondered that you just mentioned a paint that you can use to block EMF. Could you give me some information on that?
Absolutely. If you go to sovereigninthecity.com, it's one of the first feature articles, the how to protect yourself from 5G.
Yeah,
that article
has
a link to the paint in the article.
Oh, really? Oh, I missed that.
If you look at the part where it talks about the EMF paint, if you click on it, it'll take you right to the website where they sell it.
Okay, gotcha.
And they're not a sponsor. I don't make any commission from selling their paint. I did some research, and that was the one that I liked, so I included it in the article.
So you've tried it, and it works?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word on it.
I created a sanctuary in my bedroom so that I keep all the EMF waves. Hold on 1 second. There's a helicopter going over.
Yeah, to get makes loud. Sense.
Well, oh, and how is it that does it work like a box? Can you not use your phone inside a room that's been painted in it?
Correct. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I can stand by the window, but yes, it limits the amount of radiation coming in, the EMF radiation. And that comes from all types of things. It comes from cell phone towers. It's basically all radio waves. And, you know, they say that it's non-ionizing, which means it doesn't create heat. So they say that it's safe because it doesn't heat up. But from the research that I had done, there's a group of scientists in Europe that are trying to fight 5G from being implemented, because what they're saying is it does the same exact damage, it just takes longer to do it. So the exposure that we get living in a city to now that they're putting up the 5G towers, the amount of radiation is about to increase with 5G because they're adding more towers and it's a shorter but more powerful signal. So basically what they're saying it does is it weakens the cell walls and then eventually they warp.
That's been the argument all along, and it's just getting more powerful and more powerful. Thank you, Linda, so much for calling it.
Okay.
Find that link there. If not, hit us back. We'll point you in the right direction.
You can also just go on Amazon and search for EMF blocking paint, and it comes up with a bunch of different brands. You can read the reviews there and see which one you think is a better product. Like I said, they're not sponsored. It just happened to be the one that I found that had good reviews, so I put it up there. There's several brands on the market.
That's what we want to hear. We want to hear solutions of something that you're actually using that you can stand there and say, I not only have some words to say about this, but it's actually a real thing. It works. I can sit in my room and not use my cell phone because I can't get a signal because those radio waves cannot get through the walls. That's awesome.
And listen, it's not easy, right? It's like you're making sacrifices, but I'm pretty fanatical. I mean, you know this, Mike. Me, your audience may know I'm pretty fanatical. So, and being that my last the documentary I shot was Does Pac Cure Cancer? You know, I'm hypersensitive to carcinogens, and EMF is definitely weakening. If it's weakening our cell walls, then it's a potential to move in that direction. So it's something that I think is important. So I think it's important, and it's a sacrifice. You have to decide, am I willing to do this? Because most people sleep with their phone next to their head on their nightstand. And what do you think that's over time? You're spending 8 to 10 hours a day in bed with that radiation right next to it.
Oh, and we all live in homes where we all have wireless networks now.
Over the long term, that is going to be causing serious, serious detrimental effects.
Makes me think of the X-Men. I don't remember which one it is. Was it the second one when they're in New York and he's trying? No, is it the first one where he tries to he turns into the jelly sort of thing and it like on a cellular level affects him? That everybody talking about the 5G. That's what that reminds me of. That the big wave of stuff just going out over the entire city, the entire population, and just sort of turning us all into goo slowly over time. I don't even hold a cell phone near my head. I never talk to my cell phone. I always use the speaker on it. I never hold the thing near my face. I did one time for an extended period of time, and I just felt the heat on my face. And it wasn't just because I had something up against my head. It was hot because the phone was hot. And I was like, nah, I don't need – it's radiation, regardless of where that comes from, whatever you think about it. That's obvious heat, and heat is radiation. It radiates itself. I don't want to find out the hard way that they were right. You know?
And look, if you don't want to paint your whole – if you don't want to make your bedroom into a Faraday box, that's fine. It's how important is that, you know, to you, or how much do you believe that the radiation really damages you, right? So that's a personal choice. But at least don't sleep with your phone next to your head. Put it on the other side of the room, you know? You don't want that radiation right at your head every night, you know?
You can do a little and this is one of the things we were talking about earlier. Just a million little simple things that move you a step away from whether it matters or not. You don't have to question whether or not the cell phone is going to poison you slowly over time. You can stay further away from it, do the things that put distance between you and it, use it less than, you know, some other people might. I see people walking around with the thing stuck to their faces constantly. We are just about to wrap it up. We're going to come back and talk to Danny for one more break. Danny Panzella, sovereigninthecity.com is where he's at. We're at towardanarchy.com right here on RBN.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
Welcome back to the show. I am Michael Storm, your host. The show is Toward Anarchy right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to towardanarchy.com and you can follow along as always. I try to do it simple. You see, if you've been following along the last couple of weeks as the website has changed over the weeks, as I've been just trying to make it real simple so it just takes us exactly where we want to go. It works out perfectly because I'm going to be sitting here the entire time anyway, looking at the computer to find my information, to have my connection to the studio, all these things that the computer has to do for me just to be able to talk at you, let alone find the information that's out there. And so I try to bring it all into this one little spot, towardanarchy.com. If you click right under where it says Toward Anarchy Live, Sunday, June 2nd, that's going to bring up the date. Obviously, it must work because other people are doing it. Toward Anarchy Live, Sunday, June 2nd. Danny Panzella is on the phone with us right now. He's been on the phone with us for the past hour. Sovereign in the City. I gave you the Facebook link up there, but you can also go to sovereigninthecity.com, where the articles are, where the information is, where you get the answers to questions like Linda's question about what the EMF paint was, what that was that blocked, and whether it worked or not. And, well, we know that it does because it's in real use. And we're
it's huge. It's actually huge because it not only blocks the radio waves from coming out from outside, but it also can block. If you do turn on your Wi-Fi, you will have access, and no one else could get into it. So it also provides a layer of protection by keeping your Wi-Fi in your space.
That's right? Awesome.
Now a hacker can't get in through your network, especially because, you know, most people just kind of go with these generic passwords that the company gives them, or they make it their pet name or something. It's not like they're using encryption.
Right. Well, you don't have to worry. But this is the scary part. This is what should worry people about that. It's not just that there's a box down there that it could be accessed from the outside, because there's not really that many people in the larger scheme of things driving around trying to find networks that they can access, because most people, the majority of what's on their computers isn't worth going after. They have to be able to get into something that's worth going after. So it's not happening. But what is happening is the manufacturers of the modems are creating default systems that everybody uses. It used to be that you had to enter your own or you had to tell it to create one. But now passwords, access, everything, all that information is built right into the modem. So if the modem itself is hacked, the information can be taken. But also that central hub has that information itself. And we talked about this before. I was there. I saw it happen. There's controls, there's ways to take over radio stations. This was years ago, this is 1995, and broadcast what the government wants. They help them install the boxes. And this is true of the television stations, the network, the cables, all that. There's somebody from the NSA in every single one of these establishments watching what's going on. They could access it, but they have to be able to get into it, so... Hey, Danny, thank you so much for joining us, man. It's over. We've come to the end of it. It happens to us every week, but I'd love to have you on again sometime. It's been great catching up with you. Thank you so much, brother. Thanks for tuning in to Toward Anarchy. Visit us at towardanarchy.com. Visit Danny at sovereigninthecity.com. We'll see you next week.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.